think that I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there.
It's the same answer that the President of the United States gave.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman.
I think that it should be between a man and a woman. Thank you.
It's the same answer that many people gave.
I am not somebody who promotes same-sex marriage.
She gave an honorable answer. She gave an answer from her heart. And I think for that, she has to be commended.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
Well, the headline reads, Fossil Finds Provides Missing Link in Human Evolution. One of the scientists in Frankfurt, Germany, who is studying this thing, says this fossil rewrites our understanding of the early evolution of primates. Well, don't they all? I mean, every time there is a claim to a missing link in human evolution, we end up rewriting a little bit of that alleged story of where we came from. And the story's been rewritten so many times, it's difficult to keep track. Here in the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc., we're going to try and keep track of some of it. We'll talk about this fossil find that alleges to be a missing link in human evolution. Dr. David Menton will be our guest. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Tuesday afternoon. It is the 19th of May. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. And our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. After our short conversation with Dr. David Menton, we'll spend the rest of today's show talking with Dr. Russell Moore of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary about adoption. Dr. David Menton is creationist anatomist for Answers in Genesis based in Petersburg, Kentucky. He's associate professor emeritus for Washington University School of Medicine and a regular guest. Dr. Menton, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me on your program, Todd.
This thing looks like a squirrel to me.
Well, it'd be a fairly big squirrel. It's about the size of a raccoon, which is about right for a young lemur. And I believe it is, at the very least, a lemur-like creature. But this lemur has now become known as the missing link. In fact, they're saying, finally, the missing link has been found. I guess that means that they're conceding that up until now, the link has been missing. As G.K. Chesterton said some years ago, seems like science knows everything about the missing link except that it is missing. This poor thing has been around for a while. Are you aware of that?
Well, I read in the paper it's been around. It was found in 1983, something like that?
1983, and when it was first found, if people are interested, they could check in Nature magazine, 2001, on page 277. That would be the 9/20/2001 issue of Nature. There, the investigator Gingrich, who's a whale expert, confidently declared that this fossil was the transitional stage between a wolf and a whale. So here is a transitional fossil that, over the last 10 years or so, has evolved. It's now evolved into an ancestor of man, never mind the wolf and the whale. I'll tell you, this whole business shows probably as well as anything I can recall in the last several years just how absolutely bankrupt the whole field of evolution is. This fossil that goes by the common name of Ida was found in 1983 by an amateur fossil hound. It's been sold many times over in the various fossil shops of the world. It finally came into the hands of a Norwegian investigator, Dr. Hiram, at the University of Oslo. I understand $1 million was paid for this fossil. Over the time, who knows precisely where this thing ever came from. It's a purchased fossil. And now they have to get their $1 million back. Somehow. Now, the fossil is unusual in one respect, and that is it is remarkably complete. Except for a piece of a leg missing, this thing includes everything, including the hair. They've done x-rays. They can see inside the stomach. We're not just talking bones here. I mean, these are articulated bones plus soft tissue. Now, the soft tissue isn't soft. It's all permineralized like a rock. But nonetheless, they can see evidence of all this soft tissue as well as the bones. And we clearly have a lemur-like creature. The thing that's interesting is they've touted in the popular media that why this creature has an opposable thumb, very much like man, and it has fingernails rather than claws, very much like man. The interesting thing is the very definition of a primate, and a lemur is a primate, the very definition of primate is that it includes opposable thumbs and fingernails rather than claws. So all lemurs have this.
So I can,
I mean,
I can go
about as close to a hoax as I can get.
I can go and snag a lemur off a tree if I were so quick as to be able to do so, and I would find opposable thumbs on that particular creature crawling around in the trees today.
That's right. In other words, this is something that lemurs have. So don't tell me this is some special evidence that this is a missing link. Now, there's a couple things that most lemurs have that this lemur appears not to have. One is a special little claw on the side of the foot. There's something called comb teeth that you see in at least some lemurs. It appears to be lacking that. So, you know, lemur-like creatures probably is as good as just lemur. But that you would suggest this has anything to do with the evolution of man is ludicrous. The only argument that was presented that would make it in any way related to the origin of man is that the investigators suggested that the hind legs had certain features that seemed to foreshadow bipedality, walking on two legs. The interesting thing about this, and it's so much like so much other evolution literature, particularly that touches at all on the origin of man, is that unlike any legitimate field of science, this particular field of evolution, the news is released to the public media even before the scientific community has a chance to evaluate the data. This thing's been around for all these years. It's been held in secret for the last 2 years by this Norwegian group. And finally, they come out just a week ago and say, we now have found the missing link between apes and men. Well, one of the two co-authors wasn't really convinced of this. The paper finally was released for publication today, and in the paper, we read this, and I quote, this is from the only scientific paper published on this so-called IDA, the lemur-like fossil. Note that Darwinius, Massillae, that's the scientific name for IDA, and adipoids, contemporary with early tarsoids, could represent a stem group from which later anthropoid primates evolved. But we are not advocating this here, nor do we consider either Darwinius or adipoids to be anthropoids. So in other words, in the paper, they are saying point blank, we don't consider this to be an ancestor of anthropoid apes, to say nothing of man. In fact, an article came out in the Guardian newspaper in London in which it indicated that the paper's scientific reviewers asked that these authors tone down their original claims that the fossil was on the human evolutionary line. And yet, this is what the media is telling the public, that this is on the evolutionary line. But those scientists who've had a chance to critically review this paper, finally, have told the authors to tone down the claim that they really don't have.
When we've talked to you before about the various claims about human evolution in the fossil record, you've said things like Neanderthals are modern humans. They just have they fall within the range of a body shape and type that we find in the world today. They seem to have it kind of in spades in their particular group. So, kind of the same question regarding this little creature: what is it really, if not the missing link in human evolution?
It's a lemur-like creature. It's an extinct primate. Probably no creature around today is exactly like this creature. But the fossil record is just full of creatures that are now extinct, that once walked the earth but are no longer with us. Many of these creatures, like this one, look very similar to creatures today. This certainly looks similar to a lemur. But it tells us nothing about evolution. It just says that this lemur-like creature is extinct. It certainly tells us nothing about the origin of man. I believe that when you look at the fossil record that purports to show the evolutionary origin of man, you see one of three things. You see fossils of apes that have been upscaled. that would be like Lucy, Australopithecus afarensis, where they found ape fossils, and they've tried to claim that this or that feature allows them to be elevated to, in quotes, ape men. Or you find human fossils, like Neanderthal man that you referred to, that are clearly human, but evolutionists insist has one or more feature that allows it to be downgraded to an ape man. And the third category we find is where ape fossils are mixed with human fossils, and the two declared to be one specimen. This happened with Piltdown Man, where a human skull was combined with a female orangutan mandible. The two declared to be one specimen, and this fooled evolutionists for 70 years.
Dr. David Menton is creationist anatomist for Answers in Genesis, based in Petersburg, Kentucky. He's associate professor emeritus for Washington University School of Medicine. You'll find a link to Answers in Genesis under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Dr. Menton, thank you for being our guest.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
When we come back from this break, we're going to discuss adoption with Dr. Russell Moore. He's author of a new book, Adopted for Life, The Priority of Adoption for Christian Families and Churches. That's coming up after this break. That's how we'll spend the remainder of this hour of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, May the 19th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org.